heathens were at a gathering, wassail, wassail, the meat on they were passing to honour their gods and their kin. All was well when suddenly the light bulb blew, and they could not see, though the husband running to fetch a new bulb from the hall. He stood upon his great high seat to fix the bulb, when one of the gathering gave a shout, "No, stop! What if the gods acted deliberately? Maybe they're done like electricity. Does anyone know if there is thought written down in the lore?" The gathering, they didn't have a clue, though called in more. They had some thoughts but couldn't be sure. Oh no, what now? We could start a new group and have a wee chat, but we'll need a constitution for that. So the horse sat down and buried his head in his hands. Perhaps the survey's what we need. Let's go online. We'll ask the heathens across the land. Then the host yelled out, "I'm set on the high teeth tentatively. Sing me the song and I'll ask the words we heed." But nobody was listening as they posted the survey online. The survey results came back in force from 75, but two of those have long since died, so we can't call those. Can we not? No. Let's turn the bulb clockwise and see how it goes. But then that's the circle and we don't do so. Then the horse lost his temper and changed the old bulb anyway. Now two kindred gods were watching this with quite some glee. Thor said to Loki, "You have to admit I've been the bad. 10 and 10 and 73, that's 93 heathens who changed the light bulb and that lucky, but only one did the work. Double lock wits and the fire alarm."